Like that person I admire so much, documentally, I'm walking the dog. I'm taking a little beast, a little short-legged, long-haired, white little fluffy cotton thing for a walk with me around the estate. So I am going to let him. In fact, I've forgotten to take the lead I should be taking because this is a 5-month-old dog, a puppy, and recently got one of these leads that will let the dog walk off for a long distance and you won't be pulling it so much. Because I'm a great believer in freedom within a framework, so I'd be all in favour of letting this little doggy have a bit more, have a little bit more length away from me. So that he could get to a point where he would experience a little bit of anxiety and then come running back. So that he could build up his confidence, really, I suppose, and isn't entirely dependent on me to be close by him, but will still come back to me. So, anyway, there we are. I'm walking through an estate here in Glanmire, whereas documentally, Christian Payne is used to walking in somewhere like Norfolk, a great, great county, by the way. Norfolk, it's a terribly, terribly cold place. Forgive me, documentally, if you're actually in Suffolk. My, I have one of these memories that doesn't always work very well. But walking the dog, you know, what is it about walking the dog that is so good? I suppose the main thing is that it means that you're not doing something else. And you're basically focused on being taken for a little walk with a little creature that is different from yourself. So you have to deal with difference and is not entirely controllable. So you have to deal with something that's out of your control. So you have to, and has a will. Therefore you have to practice negotiating skills. So there's a whole lot to walking a dog that can apply in all sorts of situations. And I'm only just scratching the surface of this. We're walking along a pavement here, one that was laid by some builders when they put down this estate. And I must say, I think they did a very good job. There's nothing wrong with this pavement. It isn't cracked. It's intact. And last winter was a very trying time here in Cork. So any piece of road and pavement that is uncracked, I must have had something right done about it in the design and laying it down. I suppose brings me on to engineering. Kind of wish I knew more about engineers. I mean, all these... today I had a day when I was interested in knowing more about software engineering, but I'm just somebody who respects engineering and can barely count. I guess you got to measure to be an engineer, don't you? I suppose you do, yes. I mean, I had a great conversation with somebody from Atkins Engineering during Cork Meet, and while we were talking about it, he was an engineer. He kept asking me, you know who designed this or who was the engineer on that? And every time he asked, I sort of said, no. And I finally said, well, look, let's start with what I do know. I know Brunel. And I think I'm not sure it really went up in his estimation because he probably thought that was as obvious as, you know, I know bread can be eaten. But yes, I'd walked through the footbridge in Greenwich from the Isle of Dogs over to Sir Francis Chichester's boat in Greenwich, and over there I used to do that fairly often. It's a great little under the river stuff, you know. I wish we had an under the river tunnel in Cork that we could walk through. They make films in the Isle of Dog one, you know. And anyway, that was a bit about. Oh, and the other course, Brunel, I lived in near Bristol. I lived in. In Bath, and I lived in Bradford-on-Avon, and in both of those two places I used to go into Bristol. In fact, I even worked for a bus company in Bristol once. I was in charge of the training operation, training staff in the company, and had a role in planning recruitment as well. So that was another story. Oh dear, I get very nostalgic about the UK when I get going, because I had 30 years there and really liked it. It's you know, they say over in Ireland, or they say in Ireland here, that you know, the Brits don't understand us, the Americans, the Europeans don't understand us, nobody understands us really. And but I tell you what, trying to understand Britain from over here is almost an impossible task, you know. In fact, I increasingly think that if you want to understand a country, you better go and live there, because the amount you pick up from the media about Ireland when you're in the UK is minuscule, and you certainly don't get things like we saw today, which was a picture of the head of the government here sitting begging on the bridge. Some person had very disrespectfully but brilliantly imposed Brian Cowan's face into the face of somebody sitting on the bridge, as the powers that be from, whether they're Finland or Germany, but outside Ireland anyway, who came over to try to help these banks, this government, this ruling class from sorting out the problems they've landed us with. But sorry, that's a minor rant. Rocky, by the way, the dog's name is Rocky, and you know, he stands about 5 inches tall. I haven't quite measured how tall he gets, but he's longer than he's tall by a long shot. And he's now pulling me along nicely. I like a dog with a bit of spunk and energy and a drag to him. So there we are. The other person who walks a dog near here, Roger Overall, wonderful documentary photographer, I sent him my best wishes. The poor man is probably, and I hope, lying in bed, wrapped up warm, having whatever he thinks will make him better, because the poor man sounded really awful today. So I sent him my very best wishes. The other person I sent my best wishes to, although he will not listen to this because he thinks I produce much too much stuff, and he's right, of course, but is my brother in Limerick, one of my brothers in Limerick. My brother David has a birthday coming tomorrow, so I'd like to wish him a very happy birthday. So these are the kind of ramblings of a man on a Friday evening while the rest of his family is off doing shopping, and I'm walking the dog. So the great thing about a Friday evening, as you get towards, you know, well, as you get well into the dark, is I find that I get a chance to empty my mind, which is a great skill, how to empty the mind. I guess the people who go off into the Tibetan monasteries get terribly good at doing that, especially if you're going to lock yourself up for about 9 years as a hermit. Okay, I wish you well on this weekend. I wish you an empty mind and lots of love. Bye-bye.